Mini episode 261 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by LaughAtSports.com, your new internet home for the convergence of athletics and comedy. Follow them on the web at LaughAtSports.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, folks, breaking down the NFC South in 2012 and the 2013 season. Looking ahead, Rick Morris and Kyle Ross for the FDH Lounge. You've got the Atlanta Falcons, the constant here at the top of the division the last couple of years. 13-3, they were the number one seed in all the NFC this past season. I see this as being a division with a fair amount of continuity in terms of records. Not everything being exactly the same, but the general shape of this division I see as having a lot of continuity in 2013. We haven't really differed on too much yet here. I don't know if this will be the first time we do or not, but at 11-5, a little bit of a regression in terms of record, but I still see the Atlanta Falcons at the top of this division. I think this past year was a year of building and of consolidation for them, and again, I don't think they're ready to take that next step, largely, again, because of the depth of the NFC. I'm not going to forecast them to make the Super Bowl next year. I think it's going to be another year where they end up going out in the playoffs here at some point. But at 11-5, they had a six-game gap. You talk about these gaps at the top of a division. I don't think anybody in this division can make up the six games on them. I think it'll be closer. I think they win the division by two games over New Orleans. But I've got Atlanta winning the division at 11-5.
You know, we kind of didn't do this. I think we did with the North because, you know, just looking at it, you know, Minnesota was the only. It's funny. With the first two divisions that we did in the NFC, the East and the North, we nailed two of the teams, at least I remember I did. In the East, the Giants and Dallas were who I thought they'd be before the season, to the T. In the North, and then Washington was the clear overachiever, while Philly was the underachiever. In the North, Green Bay was essentially what I thought they'd be before the year. Maybe a little short. I thought they'd be a more probably getting the NFC Championship game. Chicago, while their record was pretty much what I thought it would be, I thought they would win the NFC before the year, and that didn't happen. I thought they could win the possibly 10-6 team, and then Detroit was the underachiever, Minnesota the overachiever. This was an interesting division, the South, because the division was largely over very quickly because the Saints went in the tank very early and started 0-4. Carolina was a disappointment.
Who called it? These guys.
We did. You and I were very big on this. We said that was our top future wager. Take the Saints under 10 wins. They wound up with 7.
Yep.
Looking at next year, I just want to say this. Atlanta, they slightly overperformed my expectations. I did not have them at 13 wins.
I don't think I did either.
New Orleans and Tampa Bay were essentially who we thought they were. I think I said Tampa Bay 6-10. They were a little bit better. Carolina was a mild disappointment for me. I thought they'd be 9-7. They lost a lot of close games. So we've got what would appear, and you obviously are of this mindset, to be a division like three of the divisions of the AFC where it's, you know, one team way ahead of the pack. I'm disagreeing with you.
I think it'll be closer. I think it's going to be fairly narrow.
I think this is the first one where we kind of disagree at how a division's going.
Okay.
There's never been a repeat winner in the history of this division. Keep in mind.
But didn't Atlanta do it the last 2 years, or was New Orleans the winner of the year? Oh, New Orleans won it the year before. Okay.
I think the Saints are going to win this division next year. Atlanta will finish second and get a wild card. They will be jumped by either New Orleans or Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm with you. I can see the Falcons 10-6 maybe, although they're bad. I mean, it's tough because, I mean, they look great in every regular season, but they're not going to play the AFC. Remember, they went 4-0 against the AFC West. Who's the AFC division these guys play?
Well, they play the NFC South. The AFC East and the NFC West. So they get the NFC West.
Okay, so they play the East. Well, that's not that much harder than the AFC West, the AFC East, but still. it's kind of like one of those things like, okay, well, it's either going to be Dallas, the Giants. Remember I made the thing, it's going to be a new division winner, either Dallas, the Giants. The Giants are the safe pick.
Right.
I kind of feel that way about the South, where okay. it's either going to be New Orleans or Carolina jumping over Atlanta to win this division. Remember, never been a repeat division winner. The safe pick is New Orleans with kind of the order being restored. And keep in mind, they started 0-4. From that point out, they were 7-5. You've got the feeling they could have even been a little bit better. The Saints are clearly going to improve next year, and I think they nudge the Falcons in what's going to be a three-horse race. Carolina is going to also finish over 500. I got New Orleans and Atlanta kind of in that 10-6, 11-5 range, Carolina 9-7. And that pretty much leaves the Bucs kind of be where they were. I think maybe even they win one less game at 6-10. Because I didn't like some of the things I heard from that locker room at the end of the year. You know, time to send this coaching staff back to college, that's never a good sign.
No, well, you and I have our first real disagreements here in this division. I've got Atlanta regressing slightly to 11-5, still winning the division. I have New Orleans at 9-7, another one of these 9-7 teams I have missing the playoffs in a tiebreaker. At 8-8, I have Tampa Bay. I think, again, I liked a lot of what I saw from them, especially
wow.
offensively during the course of the season. Repeating at 7-9, I have Carolina.
Really?
I'm not a believer. Well, again, here's the thing, though. You're the one that dogged Ron Rivera most of the year.
I think
it's an odd fit. They got a new GM coming in there. They're going to be purging some of these bad contracts like they have. I mean, I think the last I saw that they're paying 10 guys $100 million apiece to play running back and not getting much production for it, so they're going to be slashing that.
God, they lost a lot of close games, though. Their record could have been a lot better last year, I thought.
It could have been, but look. Some years you make it up the next – sometimes you make it up the next year. Sometimes you just miss your window of opportunity, and the next year you're losing games by a regular amount. And I kind of think that's what's going to happen. I think they kind of missed their opportunity to take a step forward. Ron Rivera, again, I've come around
to
your point of view on this.
They saved his job with the four-game win streak at the end of the year, which I kind of think
– they did, but here's the thing, though.
They beat a lot of bad teams.
I'm not even going to compare
which
them.
They did last 2 years ago, too.
Yes. I'm not even going to compare them as far as where they're at right now to Oakland. But in the sense of December rolls around, the coach is vulnerable, and then the owner flinches. That's what happened in Oakland. That's what happened in Carolina. I think it was a mistake in both instances. I think he's a lame duck, and I think it's going to hurt them next year.
I don't know. I'm still – Cam Newton was really good in the second half of the year.
He was.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed – everyone dumped on him.
Lost his old coordinator and he's had the 2 years, though.
That's true. And, you know, you've pretty much talked me into picking New Orleans to win this division, by the way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, there's never been a repeat winner, so I'm not picking Atlanta.
Okay.
But I'm going two playoff teams next year from this division, New Orleans and Atlanta.
Okay.
They're in the 10-6, 11-5 range.
I said there would be another dome team making it in the NFC in the playoffs, and I don't think it'll be New Orleans.
I can't. You're wrong on that. We're going to disagree on that.
Well, I'm counting on some more things happening in the offseason
okay.
here, but it looks like that team is going to make a very inspired choice as a defensive coordinator hire. So we'll be talking about that when we get to the NFC West, spoiler alert. But,
okay, so this is the first division that you and I think, pretty much like don't completely agree on.
We don't agree on a whole lot in this division because I have Carolina still in last place. I have Tampa Bay at a middling 8-8. I have New Orleans in second place, narrowly missing the playoffs in a tiebreaker, and Atlanta repeating as division champion. I think Atlanta, based on what they did the last year with Mike Nolan making the changes there defensively, Dirk Cotter running the offense, more of a downfield kind of a thing. They've got some transition in the running game. Michael Turner with a lot of city miles on him here, so you got to find a way to get a better effort out of the running game, but I think they'll address that next year one way or another, with or without Turner.
Interesting, just to show you what a disparity existed last mm-hmm. in this division 2012. You had Atlanta 13-3, finishing with a point differential of plus 120. That was third best in the NFC. The other three teams all finished 7-9 mm-hmm. point differentials. Carolina minus 6, New Orleans plus 7, Tampa Bay minus 5. So you're looking at three teams that were really just kind of dead even middle-of-the-road teams there. So this is a tough division, I think. When you look at all the divisions, this might be the toughest for next year.
It might be. I'm still going to go with the NFC West.
Yeah, I know you are. I can see why now.
Yeah.
You're saying that because we're obviously going to have a fairly severe disagreement on one team.
Yeah.
But I don't even see, like, Tampa Bay is for my money, the last place team, and they're a pretty good last place team.
Oh, they are. They are. And that's the interesting thing. I see this division overall as fairly comparable to what it was a year ago, because a year ago it was plus two in the win differential. I see them being plus three, even with Atlanta refunding two wins, because I have New Orleans stepping up, taking another two, Tampa Bay taking another one, and Carolina staying even at 7-9. So it's going to be a very interesting division in terms of how it shakes out. I don't think as good as the NFC West, but the divisions play one another, so we will get to kind of see that on the field.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.